Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we've talked about how we can break out of what seems to be a deadened sense of things. Maybe we're feeling unmotivated and uninspired, just going through the motions. Or maybe we're being held up by, for example, some bureaucracy that doesn't seem to be moving to get us the information or documents we need. Or maybe we're fed up with a government that seems unable to enact helpful legislation. But we've seen that we can move beyond this. We can dispel any sense of stagnation. We do it by turning to God, staying true to spiritual facts, and seeing the power of good we associate with God working in our lives. Christ Jesus told his disciples that they were the salt of the earth and the light of the world. He went on to say, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." There's no reason that doesn't apply also to us today. Like Ezekiel, Elisha, the disciples, and of course Jesus himself, we can understand the spiritual facts of any situation. Facts that include the power of God, good, always present and at work, resulting in good, not stagnation. Letting that understanding shine in our lives, letting it characterize our thoughts and actions, we can find ourselves and others inspired, motivated, and able to move ahead and accomplish good things. May we all be that salt of the earth, that light of the world, and see spiritual facts transforming our world in countless good ways. Amen.